I'm not participating in the discussion, Brian, and this is an open call, and I think we covered that 2 weeks ago, too, that every other candidate for this position...
Summer, please let me finish.
Go ahead. I'm not going to try and participate, so go ahead.
You're participating by cutting me off and by chairing the meeting.
Point of order.
So let me finish.
Point of order.
What state law says about interested party transactions is that when you discuss something that would benefit a member of the board, it has to be discussed in their absence. And the only way for us to do that is on a closed call with any members who are involved absent from the discussion. This has to be moved to executive session if we're setting a salary range.
Point of information?
Sure.
And Summer, if you're that person, you can't rule on it either. It has to be Heather.
I wasn't trying to rule on it, Brian. I'm just pointing on what I find to be
an open, screaming call
that every single person in America that chooses to.
Point of order and point of information.
Go ahead, Therese.
I believe that Brian is out of order because he's actually repeating some things from the last meeting. I didn't think we were going to set the salary range right now. I thought we were going to, what we were doing right now is just stating that we could tell the candidates what the salary range is.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's out of order to be bringing this point.
Well, let me ask clarification from Mr. Crumshow. Did the personnel committee already vote on a salary range, or this is something still to be decided by the PNB?
A point of information.
Let me just find Crumshow. Was this something that's already been decided, the actual salary range? That is something you're trying to determine tonight?
Tracy for the stack.
Okay. John, when you get off mute, please identify yourself. And the point of information was from Manage?
Yes.
Can you now?
Now I can. Hold on, John. Manage, what's your point of information?
I was wondering if it's appropriate to even discuss the range, the salary of people on the open call. I thought that we could only say that the salary would be given and they can talk about it at the committee or tell the candidates. Thank you. Is that true?
John Crumshow, and I think this is something that does have to be decided by the board, but John, could you clarify whether anything has been decided regarding the range?
We have offered two board authorization.
We can't hear you. We can't hear you, John.
Tracy, sorry. For the strap when I get it.
I hear you, Tracy. Hold on. John, we can't hear you.
Benito to the stack as well.
Can you put me to the stack, please, Lizette?
Yes, Lizette. John, I'm going to come back to you because we can't hear you. Tracy, Benito, Lizette. Go ahead, Tracy.
Okay. On a procedural basis.
Unsuccessfully because it's like cats walking on keys right now. Pound one if you're trying to mute. Go ahead.
All right. On a procedural basis, we did set a salary for the CFO position in an open session in New York. So if that's improper, that's what we've already done. The personnel committee did pass this motion, and the personnel committee can proceed with this through the process if the PNB does not object, but the formal setting of a salary range should be a PNB activity. If the PNB does not set it prior to the first set of interviews, then the personnel committee will have to go with the motion that we passed as a committee. What I do want to say is that no one who is on the personnel committee has any idea who the candidates are, and no one who is not on the personnel committee has any idea which candidates are shortlisted and moving through the process and which ones aren't. And having that conversation on this call is, I think, entirely inappropriate. So I really wish that we would stop doing that. And if we're unable to do this in open session, I don't think it's a problem to move it to closed. The personnel committee simply will have to go with what they've passed as a committee until the PNB chooses to set a salary range.
Richard to the stack.
Okay, Richard. I think here's what we're going to do right now. I mean, Brian's made it quite clear I'm a candidate on these calls last week and this week. So Whether or not I would have chosen to say I'm a candidate, whatever. I've been doing the job for a year, and a member has already decided to say that on these open calls. I'm going to give up the chair to Heather for the remainder of this discussion. For no appearance of impropriety, I am happy to recuse myself anytime it would seem most appropriate. Heather, I'm giving you the chair. I will say that on the 990, it's quite clear that salary ranges for executives are to be set by the board, or that you need to have a process by which you do this. So we state that our board sets these. So that's what we've stated. That's what I've signed off on under penalty of perjury, is that the board sets salary ranges. So please do so. And, Heather, please chair from here on out so there's no further implication that somehow something is being done inappropriately, except by people that are identifying candidates on open phone calls.
No.
Thank you.
No, Madam Chair, Heather, Richard to the stack.
And the stack already, Heather, is Benito and Lizette and now Richard.
And Lydia.
Benito.
And Jessica, please put me on the stack as well.
And I'll listen on the open stream like everybody else, but I'm going to listen on the call, but I'm off of this until we're off this subject. Go ahead, Heather.
Margie,
it's all yours.
Heather, I need you to rule on my initial point of order.
Let's move to executive session.
I need you to rule on my initial point of order that this has to move to executive sessions, this discussion.
Well, as now serving as the chair, yes, I think it should move to closed session. That's my ruling on that. If anyone would like to challenge that, please do so. But that's what I would think is the best thing to do.
What? Do what?
To move this discussion of the salary range to the closed session of the PND.
I say no. I object to it.
Okay. So,
can we have a discussion for the public to hear? This is a high-class secret society. What's wrong with the public knowing what the money is spent on and how?
Is there anything else that anyone would like to say about that?
Yeah, Marty.
This is Janice. I thought there was a stack. This is Jessica from KPFP.
Yes,
I thought there was a stack.
There is a stack. I now have a point of order that I'm needing to address. So if you would like to address the point of order, then yes, please speak. So I have Benito, Lizette, Richard, and Jessica.
And Benito? Janice.
And Janice, thank you. Benito?
No, not to the point of order.
Okay, thank you.
The point of order is to go into closed session?
Yes.
Chair, I am not sure why Pacifica is doing this. We pride ourselves on whistleblowing and all this sort of thing. What's wrong with us discussing this thing in open for the public to know what amounts we pay our staff? Everybody knows when you advertise a job, you see what amount it is. Why are we hiding this?
Teresa, for the staff. Let me just tell the board that we have now 10 minutes on this item, so I was wanting to know if anyone would like to ask for an extension of time.
Benito, 10 minutes.
Is there a second?
Second.
There's a second by Janice.
Are there any objections?
Yeah.
All right, here.
No objection. This is Jessica from KPFP.
I object to an extension of time.
Okay, Teresa objects. So, Mr. Secretary, would you please take the roll?
Point of order, please.
Yes.
This is Janice. Okay. I'm unclear as to whether or not the point of information that was called forth gets stopped if there is an objection to extending more time.
I'm sorry, Janice. I didn't understand that. There was an objection to extending more time, so there needs to be a vote on this. So you're saying
okay.
Just a point of order stop under the circumstances? Is that what you're saying? I don't think so.
My question is, if there's a point of information for which people are speaking to the point of information, is that stopped if there is an objection to spending more time on the topic?
Giselle's back.
Yes, Richard.
I don't have anything to say.
Okay, if there's no one to answer the question, then I will wait until the roll is called.
All right. Did somebody ask me a question?
There's a stack. All right, Richard, would you please call the roll regarding an extension of time? There was an objection.
Oh, okay. Okay, this is an extension of time. We're burning it, right? Brazan.
Yes.
Yes. Crumshow.
Yes.
Yes. Medina. Can't hear you. Can't hear you, Alan. Polinar.
Alan says yes.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
And
Alan
I'm saying
says
yes
no.
to an extension
no,
of
no
time.
No extension of time.
Yes.
No extension
Cancel.
Of time.
No.
No.
Okay, no. Okay. Cancel.
No.
Was that a no?
Yes.
Yes, it was a no. Okay, use it on no. Burden.
Sorry, no.
No. Coleman.
No.
No. Roberts. Can't hear you, Robert. Sabah.
No.
No. Gray.
I guess I'm caring.
Yeah,
right,
okay.
right.
Lanny Heward.
Yes.
Yes. Edwards Tinker.
Yes.
Yes. Rosenberg.
I'm sorry. I stepped away, Richard. I really apologize. Can you tell me what we're voting on?
This is an extension of time for 10 minutes.
No.
No. Siegel. Can't hear you, Dan. Wilkinson.
Yes.
Yes. Diaz.
Yes.
Yes. King.
No.
No. Norman.
Yes.
Yes. Stitt.
No.
No. Ain't nobody passed.
Serene voting yes.
Who is that? Serene?
Serene voting yes.
Okay.
Madam Chair, this is Summer. Could you recognize me after the vote?
Yes.
Thank you.
9-9, the vote does not carry.
All right.
So there's no extension of time then, is that correct?
Right.
Summer, you wanted to make a comment?
I just wanted to point out...
Point of order, that the chair, can't the chair vote in the case of a tie to break a tie?
No.
Yes.
Not for this.
I believe so.
No, not on this issue.
Okay, we don't... This is out of order, folks.
The chair... I'm sorry, but I thought the issue
from
was...
Chair, am I recognized?
Yes, go ahead, Summer, please.
Thank you. Yes, the chair... In this case, can vote to break a tie or to make a tie. That's typically when the chair does.
But this is a two-thirds vote. It's not going to break any ties.
Not break any ties. Okay. I just forwarded to the board something sent to us by our secretary at KPFK that says the Pacifica ED compensation is a matter of public record. It
of course.
Documents which are part of the public file. Don't know how that will inform the discussion, but that's true. It is on the tax return. So.
So Summer, that was the record you're saying. Summer.
Yes,
and
it is.
So
that was the point I was trying to make, but I was too far down in the stack to say that.
Okay.
This is
right.
Brian here. Look, the question
I'm sorry,
is asking
I'm sorry.
Us.
Hold on, Brian. Just a moment. I want to have some clarity. So what you're saying, Summer, is that this can and should be discussed in the open. Is that what you're
yes.
saying?
Yes. Yes. The executive
okay,
salaries are public.
Yes.
Point of information. Well, I would like to get on the stack then, Teresa.
Yes,
Teresa,
I'm going to put
stack.
You on the stack, Teresa. Okay, so Brian, and then I want to go through the stack here. Brian, go ahead.
Yeah, making what you're paying the current executive director public is obvious. The question is, when we have a discussion about setting that compensation, do you make those of us who are employees of the foundation vote publicly in front of our boss on how much our boss should be paid? Now, speaking as someone who's been fired illegally by a previous executive director, I want you to think about why the law says that interest.
Point of order, madam. Point of order, madam chair.
That party.
Yes, thank you.
Point of order, madam chair. I don't think it's right to set an opinion on a lawsuit over the airwaves. I don't think that's appropriate.
What? Okay, this is the dilemma I face, everyone. We have a motion on the floor for a salary range. We have already had a discussion. We voted that we will have no extension of time. So that tells me that we need to vote on this salary range. We've already had discussion about it. And
you ruled to move it to executive session.
That's where I am.
Point of order.
I did move that, but it was countered, so I'm trying to decide how to do this. So
then you have to have a vote on overruling the chair.
No, Brian, I completely agree with that. So we need to have a vote on the ruling of the chair. I had said that we should move this to executive session. So there was an objection to that, I believe. So
yes, there is.
So, Mr. Secretary, would you please call the roll on this ruling of the chair that it be moved to executive session?
Point of information.
Yes.
Could you have someone read the motion before we take this vote?
John Crumshaw, would you please read the motion?
Yes, I will. Just give me one second. Motion that the PNB set the annual executive director ED salary at $90,000 to $110,000, and that the PNB authorize the personnel committee to share that annual ED salary range with applicants who are selected as semi-finalists in the current ED search.
Point of information.
That is the motion.
No, point of information.
Yes, Benito, yes.
I'm sort of confused right now. John and Heather, I'm looking at my copy of the agenda, and what I see reads differently.
I'm sorry, what do you see that's different?
It says...
Let me go ahead. What is it that's different?
Okay. My version says, motion that the PNB Personnel Committee is authorized to provide and shall provide the annual ED salary range, and it puts in parentheses 90 to 110, to applicants who are selected as semi-finalists in the current ED search.
Isn't that what you said, John? Isn't that what you read?
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes.
This is irrelevant.
If we're going to
vote on whether to send it to closed session.
Now I'm trying to, yes, that's what we need to vote on. But I need
But somebody asked for the reading of the motion.
Discussing the difference is irrelevant.
Your point is well taken, Richard. Thank you. So we are voting on whether or not to move this discussion to the executive session or not. Mr. Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Diaz.
No.
No. King.
No.
No. Norman.
Yes.
Yes, Ted.
No.
No. Razan.
Pass.
Pass. Crumshaw. Can't hear you, John. Medina.
Oh, okay.
What? Crumshaw?
I pass.
Oh.
This is Brenda. I pass.
Okay, you said no, I think you said, John. Alan.
This is to support the chair. I support the chair, yes.
Yes. Apollinar. Can't hear you, Jessica. Hinchel.
Yes.
Yes. Uzel, yes. Can can't hear you, Carolyn. Coleman.
Pass.
Pass.
Passes.
Is that Carolyn?
Yes, I'm going to pass for now. Thank you.
Hey, can you hear me?
Robert, who is that?
This is Jessica.
Jessica, how'd you vote on this, whether to send this to executive session?
Can you hear me, Richard?
I'm sorry,
can you hear me? Do you mind reading the motion again?
It's whether to sustain the chair. The chair ruled that this be good to go to executive session.
Oh, yeah, we need more time to talk. Thank you. I will vote affirmative, yes.
Yes, okay. Robert?
Richard, can you hear me?
Who is that? John?
I'm sorry. I have had so much difficulty muting, unmuting.
Okay, do you vote yes or no, John?
I vote to sustain the chair. I'm sorry, I didn't know what I was voting on.
Roberts.
It would be great to have a legal opinion.
Roberts, was that a yes or no?
It's a pass. It's a we need a lawyer.
Pass. Saba.
Pass.
Gee whiz, folks, and everybody passing. Gray? No, you're cheering. Lane Ewart?
I vote not to move this to executive session.
Exactly.
No, that's a no. Okay. Edward Siegert?
Yes.
Yes. Rosenberg?
No.
No. Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan. Wilkinson.
Yes.
Yes.
I support the chair.
Okay. Brazan.
No.
No. Medina.
I vote yes.
Yes. Okay. Burden.
Reluctantly, no.
No. Coleman.
No.
No. Roberts?
I pass.
Robert?
I'm sorry. I'll abstain. We need a lawyer.
Abstain. Saba?
I abstain.
Abstain. To 8 and 2 abstentions. 982. So it's going to executive session.
All right, thank you, Richard. So,
point of information, Chair.
Yes.
At what point it goes to executive session? When we go at 10 o'clock?
This is a good point. I'm not sure of that. So we'll have to discuss that in the executive session.
I want the public to know I will not be participating in any discussion on this in closed session.
Okay, thank you. So, Summer, I'm going to ask you to resume chair.
Thank you, Heather.
All right, where were we on the agenda? So that is going to get pulled out and closed. And let me open it back up. On to item B under new business, motion postponing the 2013 Pacifica delegates election. Del, would you like to read it or would you like me to?
I'll read it. UZEL moves that whereas the Pacifica Foundation radio bylaws in Article 4, Section 3 specifies that, quote, elections of delegates shall be staged over a 3-year period, unquote. Notice the strength of the word shall, and by a less stringent direction, quote, with elections for 3 staff delegates and 9 listener sponsored delegates held in the first year, election for 3 staff delegates and 9 listener sponsor delegates held in the second year and no election in the third year. And whereas it is the intention of the Pacifica Foundation Radio Board to follow these bylaws as closely as physically and financially possible. And whereas the foundation has had demonstrably business-altering circumstances beyond its control, for example, Hurricane Sandy in New York City, and with the station in Washington, D.C. losing its lease because its old station location is being demolished to make way for a hotel on the site. And whereas due to these unavoidable circumstances, the foundation's fund level is not sufficient this year to fund a delegate's election. And whereas this body fully endorses democratic elections of delegates, both listeners and staff, and fully wishes to maintain the strongly worded, quote, elections of delegates shall be staggered over a three-year period. Therefore, this board hereby authorizes maintaining the required two elections in a three-year period, but that the sequence of our elections for this three-year period, 2012 through 2014, shall be the first and third year rather than the first and second year.
I'll second that.
Thank you. And I'd like to motivate just a short bit.
Stack, please.
And Benito to the stack as well.
Brian for stack.
And did you hear Lydia? Thank you.
Should I go on? Madam Chair, are you there?
Yes, I'm sorry. Who wanted to be recognized?
Lydia, Brian, and who was the other one?
Lucette and Benito.
Hey, Lucette and Benito.
Go ahead, Lucette.
Sorry?
Okay, I'm going to motivate just a little bit then.
Okay, so please, Richard, you motivate. When you're done, I have Lizette and Benito on stack. Is that correct?
And Lydia and Brian.
Lydia and Brian. Thank you, folks. Go ahead, Richard.
Yes. This talks about moving this to next year. That's the first part of next year. So it's not a year away. It's maybe 6 months away. We do not have the money to do it now for very real reasons. And there's no time to do it now. We've been waiting to see if money would present itself, and it hasn't. And if we decide, therefore we need to decide something. And what this does is within the bylaws, two elections in a three-year period, it merely switches the second for the third and does not cancel a thing. It just postpones this election a few months until next year, and I hope you support it.
Thank you, Richard. Lizette, Benito, and then Lydia and Brian. Go ahead, Lizette.
I don't have a problem trying to make sense of this election, but what I have a problem with is the tinkering and whatever else we're doing to our bylaws, when in fact, according to the same bylaws, there's two things we're not taking on board. One, we should have had a bylaws review conference since maybe 10 years ago. And secondly, any changes to the bylaws should come about with three of the five stations voting. And I do not agree that we, as a board, we should make these changes without involving the stations as required by the bylaws. Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Benito, go ahead, please.
Well, I absolutely agree with what Lucette just said, and I would just like to, I'm actually flabbergasted. I don't really know what to say. You know, on the one hand, with the vote a little while ago in terms of spending money to go to have this meeting in Houston, some of us made arguments with regard to Pacifica not having the money. And those arguments were brushed aside. And now, all of a sudden, we didn't have the money. I mean, we do have the money to have a meeting in Houston that, although it may not be done as well, could be done, you know, through other means, video conferencing, whatever. So we have the money for that. Yet the Elections Committee has identified vendors that can do the election with roughly $10,000, which would be no more than, and possibly less, very probably less, than this meeting in Houston. But we ain't got money for the elections, which are required by the bylaws, but we do have money to go spend a couple of days in Houston, as cheap as it might be. I don't know. I just don't understand this. I really don't understand this.
Tracy for the stack.
Teresa for the stack.
And Carolyn, please.
Margie for the stack.
Brian's still on stack.
Thank you. No, I got you. I got you. Are you done, Benito?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so I had Lydia, Brian, and then I heard Teresa. Who else did I just hear?
And Carolyn.
Tracy.
Carolyn, Tracy, and who else? Okay, go ahead, Lydia.
Yes, so of course this would require bylaws change and changes, and obviously requires stations and membership and all kinds of things, not to mention the fact that you cannot, per California Corporations Code, start extending everybody's term arbitrarily. So I will strongly urge the members to vote no. This is a matter of public and public session, matter of record for each director to choose to violate, again, not just the bylaws, but the California Corporations Code. We must vote no on this motion.
Thank you, Lydia. Brian, you're next.
I want to second everything that Benito said. And on top of that, I want to point out what we're being asked to vote on. This is clearly in violation of the plain language of the bylaws. They say, what have elections? This is one of them. Until now, we haven't been holding elections by neglect. I mean, neglect is how we got here. But if we vote for this, we are putting our names on the record willfully defying both our bylaws and state corporations code. Section 5220 says that a board can't extend its own terms if it's elected. In plain, unambiguous language, that is up to the members, not the board of directors itself. So I would urge everyone to vote no on this, and let's get moving as quickly as we can on holding an election that's affordable and quick.
Thank you. Next on stack was Teresa and then Carolyn. Go ahead, and I have one person after that. Go ahead, Teresa.
Well, I can, you know, from the tone of some people, it sounds as if you're preparing to sue. I would just like to say, you know, there are some of the people that are complaining here are from stations that when bylaws amendments came up, could not get your local station board to convene meetings to vote on bylaws amendments. And, you know, we've had a problem in that we've made very complicated bylaws, and when we try to clean things up, it's almost impossible to get anything passed. I don't know whether you'd call it circular firing squad or for whatever reason. So I wish we could get on the same page to do something that's productive when it comes to elections. You can't have elections for $10,000. I think we broke records last year on the cost of our elections. It means an extra 6 employees just to conduct our elections, and not just for 1 month, but for like 6 months. So there has to be a better way. I mean, when I look at other organizations that conduct elections, and it's not just about going electronic, it is 6 full-time employees that make mistakes, and then we have lawsuits. So I think this is serious, and I would vote yes. I think we ought to postpone. I think we ought to get some bylaws amendments in there and change the way we conduct our elections, because nobody has
elections. Teresa, your time is up.
No,
John,
let me finish this thought, please. Nobody has elections as complicated as these unless it's actually the government. Thank you.
John,
thank you, Teresa. I got you,
Tony, put his back.
I got you, Tony. So it's Carolyn, Tracy, John, Tony. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Excuse me, Summer. This is Margie. I asked to be on the stack a long time ago.
I apologize if I dropped you out.
Add me.
I will add you back in. Thank you. Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yes, thank you. I second everything Teresa said, and even the things she didn't have time to say. She's absolutely correct about this. It's a logical solution to the problem of that really does need a bylaws change. We don't have time for that, and it is not true that directors are voting to extend their own elections. There will be elections in January, as usual, at every local station board for new directors to the board. And I think that would answer that question in part. It would be a better solution, and I think any judge in, if I may, his right mind or her right mind would agree that this is a logical solution to our financial problems and to the bylaws, which require out of 3 years. So I think it's a motion, and I vote for it. And I think I should, mostly because we don't have a choice. I think it's a great solution to a very complex problem. Thank you.
Summer,
yes?
We just have about 16 seconds left in the 10 minutes allotted to this topic. So,
okay. Heather, does someone wish to move for an extension of time, either a specific time period or to finish the stack? Anyone with a motion?
Motion to finish the stack.
Thank you, Tracy. Is there a second?
Benito.
Benito second. Is there any opposition to that? And hearing none. Thank you. Okay, Tracy, you're next, followed by John, Tony, Margie.
Okay, great. All right, in 2010, we had elections. We spent $160,000. So just to put a number on it, that's 9 or 10 times what we're planning to spend on the annual meeting. We asked the PNB Elections Committee to try to bring those costs down. They worked for 2 years. And last year we had an election that cost $250,000. So somehow through all that work, they raised the price by $90,000. Every listener that I talk to doesn't want us to spend $250,000 of their money on elections. They really don't. So we need to revamp this process. We need to think it through, and we need to bring the costs way the heck down, like half of what they are. Doing that is our fiscal responsibility. Blowing $250,000 on these elections 2 out of every 3 years is basically unethical, and it's poor management on our part. No one is extending their terms. People who would be running in 2013 for 3-year terms will be running in 2014 for 2-year terms, and then we'll get right back on schedule. But hopefully we will do it by running elections that are better organized, better managed, and thought through, because we are not in a position to blow $250,000 right now. And no one has a better idea, because that's what we already did. So if we force this through, that's exactly what's going to happen. By taking an action and announcing what we're going to do and why we're going to do, we're improving our legal position. By avoiding the issue and not doing anything like we've been doing for 3 or 4 months at a time is ridiculous and irresponsible. Making a decision about what we're going to do and why we're going to do it is a smart thing. And I hope that we'll pass this.
Thank you. John, Tony, and Margie. John?
And then Teresa for the stack again.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, go ahead, John.
Thank you. I would recommend that people exercise caution when pronouncing what the legal position is and the legal implications of a vote and the legal standing as far as their own position is concerned. These are matters that would be something that a court would decide, but it seems to me that we're making a reasonable attempt to decide this as a body
because of the difficulties we have financially. Now, the difficulties that we have financially were raised with great vigor, having to do with flying board members to Houston, and that same vigor is ignored when it costs 10, 20 times that amount to have the election. And we have to ask ourselves, what is it that we do as a board? We meet as a board. We collaborate as a board. And meeting face-to-face is what a board is about. Elections in this motion would continue and simply continue on a different time frame, which makes perfect sense given our current situation. Now, in the previous motion, the board was very concerned about making sure that we had all...
John, your time is up.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, go ahead, Tony, you're next.
Okay, yeah, I just want to underline some of the things that John said, particularly on the legal issues, and I'm making all the some of the legal assumptions. I don't know if some of the board members are aware that one of the board members here that's on this call, they have already filed a lawsuit or amended a lawsuit to prohibit us from trying to delay or postpone these elections. So it's already in court. And suing this foundation and suing this board. So I don't know if that person who's on this call debating this issue, even if that's a conflict of interest. So I've underlined John's concern about the legal, what we're saying here, and that's going to be used in court against us. And I don't know if we have a general counsel to deal with some of that. But it is has been amended in a particular lawsuit here in Washington, D.C., that a PNB member has filed about these elections, that we cannot postpone these elections. I have grave concerns about that on many different fronts. But I would also like to somehow, someone need to address, I don't know if that's here or not, how could we practically, even at this late date, hold elections if we decided to go forward with elections? I'm concerned about that. How could we practically do that between now and the end of the year as the bylaws? So that puts us in a bit of a quagmire. But I'm more concerned about the legal ramifications and how it affects Pacifica as a whole. And as I was saying in conclusion, we need to start thinking about Pacifica as a whole and not the interest of action. And I think that's something we need to give more consideration to. Point of order, Madam Chair. This is Richard.
Yes, Richard. Thank you, Tony. Go ahead, Richard.
If there is indeed a person that's on the board tonight that has filed a lawsuit that mentions the elections, I think they should recuse themselves.
Point of information. I'll make her. Richard, I'll deal with your point of order in a second. And what's your point of information, Teresa?
Wouldn't it be public knowledge who's filed the lawsuit? So shouldn't you just tell us?
Yeah,
it's
sure.
Benito Diaz.
Benito Diaz, and Benito, you should probably recuse yourself from voting on this matter if you have become a litigant in regard to this situation. That would be proper procedure. This is an open streaming call, so I don't feel that you need to recuse yourself from being on the call, but I think you should recuse yourself from making any deliberative action in the way of voting regarding this matter. And I would ask you to do that, please, because that's the proper protocol.
Summer, could I respond to this?
Yes, please. Thank you.
I have no problem recusing myself, but I will say that the purpose in becoming a member of the lawsuit has, in my mind, absolutely nothing to do with this election. It has everything to do with the behavior of the general manager, Tony Norman, and the other defendants.
Point of order.
Thank you. If I could, though, and I have
point
to be perfectly honest, I have not had time to go through all the papers that were served on me this week, but if it has been amended to include allegations relative to the elections, which I believe, Tony, that they have, Yes, please recuse yourself from any.
I have no problem with that.
Thank you very much.
And
understand there may be different reasons as to why people join litigation.
Right, exactly.
Thank you. Teresa?
It would have been nice to know.
Paul, I do not, point of order, I just, it may be public information, but I do not want people commenting on employees' work on in the public call, on the public.
Thank you so much. Yes, and I would ask everyone please to refrain from any comment or discussion regarding employee performance or issues with it. Or anything of that nature on open session calls.
This is Lydia.
Avoid any liability accruing to the organization. Thank you.
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia?
Yes. In the past, we have executive session asked members who are parties to a lawsuit to recuse themselves from strategy and so on and so forth. That has been our practice. But
right,
I don't know that in a public vote about a policy of the foundation that he would need to recuse himself. Do we or do we not have a corporate counsel at our disposal to ask the question?
Well, since we are discussing this, I will tell you that we do not have...
on their board right, so I don't know what the answer is. I'm asking a question.
Sure, and I'll answer it. While we're discussing...
I mean from counsel. Do we have counsel?
I'd like to answer your question if you would allow me to, Lydia. We have the retainer. We do not have the $5,000 to send to the attorney in order to retain him. If you really want to know what the condition of the organization is, as we discussed spending $250,000 on election, we don't have corporate counsel yet because we don't have the money to pay the check. We have the retainer. I'll sign it as soon as we can send in the check, and we're in the process of liquidating what little remains in this organization, and he is at the top of my list for Monday so that we will actually officially have a lawyer. I have to be honest, though. I will not allow that lawyer's time to be excessively utilized by this board so that bills are generated as they have been in the past because we simply cannot afford to do that if we are going to keep any type of corporate
counsel. Point of order. Point of order.
Yes.
If I could. Okay. Since the member has already voluntarily agreed to recuse themselves from the vote, this whole conversation, it really is out of order and doesn't need to proceed this way.
I agree.
And since we have completed the stack and the motion was
extended,
then we should finish the stack and proceed to a vote, period.
I agree. Thank you, Tracy. And I was going to say that already. So thank you, Benito. Margie, you are the last person on the stack, and then we will have completed the stack because, and I apologize, Teresa, I know you said you wanted to go back on stack, but we had taken a vote to complete the stack, and that was when it had finished with Margie. So I have to adhere to that. Margie, you're the last person to speak, please. Thank you.
Okay. I just want to say that I feel like, I'm sort of like in cloud cuckoo land, and that people kind of decide which parts of the bylaws they're going to adhere to and which parts they aren't. I don't know about other stations, but at KPFA, I work in the phone room, and when people donate, we say to them, your donation gives you the right to vote for who runs this organization. And that becomes a lie when we put off elections beyond their bylaw-mandated time. I know bylaws cost the elections cost money. I think our bylaws are crazy, insane. I would love to change the bylaws, but I don't think we get to make this kind of a decision without taking into account the fact that we're, essentially defrauding people when we tell them that their participation has some meaning. That's all I want to say. I don't want to be accused I'm not going to sue anybody. I'm not interested in suing anyone. I wouldn't do that. I'm not a litigious person. I am just saying that we have problems that we don't talk about, that we aren't facing up to. And the only reason we got here so late in the game was because there was constant pushback to having this conversation. I'm sorry. I think we're in a terrible mess. And I think that one of these days we ought to have a conversation that doesn't involve an agenda or Robert's Rules of Order, where we can talk freely and openly about what a mess we're in and how we're going to solve that problem.
Right.
And that means that people,
Margie,
who have
information
have to share it with the rest of us. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, so we're at the end of discussion. It's time to go to a vote. Mr. Secretary, would you be kind enough to read the motion one more time to the members so that they can vote clearly? I will not have any other discussion. Please listen carefully so you hear what you're voting upon, and then we will take a vote. Mr. Secretary, please read it.
Okay. Usel moves that whereas the Pacifica Foundation Radio bylaws in Article 4, Section 3 specifies that, quote, elections of delegates shall be staggered over a three-year period, unquote. Parentheses, notice the strength of the word, quote, shall, unquote, in parentheses, and by a less stringent direction, quote, with elections for three staff delegates and three listener-sponsored delegates held in the first year, elections for three staff delegates and nine listener-sponsored delegates held in the second year, and no elections in the third year, unquote. And whereas it is the intent of the Pacifica Foundation Radio Board to follow these bylaws as closely as physically and financially possible, and whereas the foundation has had demonstrably business-altering circumstances beyond its control, for example, Hurricane Sandy in New York City, and with the station in Washington, D.C. losing its lease, because its old station location is being demolished to make way for a hotel on the site. And whereas due to these unavoidable circumstances, the foundation's fund level is not sufficient this year to fund a delegate election. And whereas... Thank you. Whereas this board fully endorses democratic elections of delegates, both listeners and staff, and fully wishes to maintain the strongly worded, quote, elections of delegates staggered to be staggered over a three-year period, unquote. Therefore, this board hereby authorizes maintaining the required two elections in three-year period, but that the sequence of our elections for this three-year period, 2012-2014, shall be the first and third year rather than the first and second year.
Thank you. So if you support this motion, please vote yes. If you do not, vote no, or you may abstain. Thank you. Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Edward Steekert.
Madam Chair, no. Roll call vote, please.
No.
And please record it as a roll call vote. Thank you.
Okay, Madam Chair, a point of order?
Yes, Mr. Secretary.
We have no standing rules that specifies roll call votes. Therefore, the default on that is Robert's Rules. And Robert's Rules says that 50% of the people have to approve having a roll call vote before you have a roll call vote.
All right. Is there a second to Ms. Roberts' motion for a roll call vote?
Second.
Yes, I second. This is Brenda.
Okay. Mr. Secretary, will you please call a vote on whether or not to have a roll call vote? If you support this, vote yes. If you do not, vote no, please.
I'm sorry.
Okay, this,
I have a point of information.
I'm sorry, point of information. Was it not your motion, Serene?
It is. No, that wasn't my point of information.
Okay.
Am I recognized?
Yes, go ahead, please.
Okay. May I ask, since we're on a phone and everyone's name has to be called anyway, what is the effective difference beyond having a written record of having a roll call vote or not having a roll call vote, instead of wasting time to vote on whether we should have a roll call vote?
Well, Ms. Roberts, you're the one that asked for it.
Madam Chair, I can respond to that.
I'm suggesting, I guess, that the argument against doing it is rather pointless.
Madam Chair, I can respond to that.
Point of order, Madam Chair. Point of order.
Okay, everyone, please don't speak at once. Let me take the point of order from Teresa Allen. Go ahead, Teresa.
I think it's irrelevant if Director Roberts thinks it's irrelevant. If that's the way it is, then we take the vote.
Thank you. Go ahead, Mr. Secretary. Did you wish to respond to that?
We have a motion to have a roll call, and we have a second, so we have to deal with the roll call.
Thank you.
I would like to respond to the question.
Please, go ahead.
Can I make a point of order, please?
The difference is that on a roll call, in the minutes, you specify each person. Without a roll call,
correct,
you just give the numbers.
I can type the name.
Point of order, please. Thank you. Please, this is absurd, okay? I lose my patience after a while. Folks, if you want a roll call vote, let's just vote on whether we're doing that or not.
Yes, please.
Tracy, what is your point of order, please?
My point of order is that we were in the middle of a vote on the motion that precedes procedural motions. If the secretary would deign to keep track of how individuals voted, we can go to a vote on whether to record a roll call vote in the minutes after we vote on the motion.
Yeah, that's wrong.
I think, Chair.
Yes, Chair.
And I didn't get one vote.
Chair.
I know you got one vote. It was Brian Edwards Teakers. I was paying
Chair.
Attention. Yes,
point
go ahead,
order.
Lisa.
Point of order.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead, please.
I have lived across two sides of the ocean. No way you vote and then decide whether it's a roll call or not. You decide whether it's roll call before you take the vote. And these meetings are really making me sick. I'll have to stop coming here.
Yeah,
Robert says it. Listen, I'm going to make a ruling of the chair. Mr. Secretary had begun to call the roll. He had called one person. I heard Serene Roberts call out that she wanted to have a roll call vote. This can get procedurally tacky fast. I'm just going to cut to the chase. We're going to vote on whether to have a roll call vote, and however that goes down, it goes down, and then Mr. Secretary is going to start calling the roll again. And if anybody calls out after he calls that first name, I am going to ignore it, okay? So I am trying to be gracious here to the considerations of different members. So, Ms. Roberts, I'm going to allow a vote to go forward on this, and then we are done with this. So, please, no further discussion on why we vote on having a roll call vote. If you choose to ask for it and I choose to acknowledge it, then we will simply proceed apace. Mr. Secretary, please call the roll on whether or not we will have a roll call vote. And then when we are done with that, please call the roll on the actual underlying motion. Thank you.
Okay, this is on the roll call vote. Edward Seeger.
Yes.
Yes. Rosenberg.
No.
No. Siegel. Can't hear you, Dan. Wilkinson.
Yes.
Yes. Diaz. No, you don't. You're not adding this one. I'm sorry. King.
Yes. Roll call.
Yes. Norman.
Yes.
Yes. Kid.
Yes.
Yes. Razan?
Yes.
Yes. Crumshow?
No.
No. Medina?
Yes.
Yes. Allen?
No.
Okay.
No. Polinar? Can't hear you, Jessica. Mitchell?
Yes.
Yes. Giselle, no. Burton?
No, it's dilatory, no.
No. Coleman?
No.
No. Roberts?
Yes.
Yes. Saba?
Oh.
What was that? Monday?
Was no.
You did what?
No.
Hello? No. Okay. Was that Manajay?
Yes, it was Manajay's no.
Okay, great.
No.
No. Blaine Ewart?
No.
No. Polinar? Who else up here? Siegel? Nobody else? Okay. Nine, yes. Nine yes and nine no.
The motion fails. We will proceed to the vote on the main motion, which is whether or not to postpone these elections. Please, no further interruptions, no points of order, no requests for information. The secretary is going to start calling the roll, and I will not recognize anyone who speaks after that unless they are saying yes, no, or abstain. Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Thank you.
Motion to postpone the election. Edward Seekert.
No.
Deja vu. Rosenberg.
Yes.
Yes. Siegel. Can't hear you, Dan. Wilkinson.
No.
No. Diaz. No, no, I'm sorry. King.
But that's not an abstain, though. That's
King. King. No, no, you're not in this. King.
No.
No. Norman.
Pass.
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 Okay. Stitt.
Pass.
Pass. Okay. Brazan?
No.
No. Crusho?
Pass.
Pass. Medina?
No.
No. Allen?
Yes.
Yes. Polinar? Can't hear you, Jessica. Hitchell?
Yes.
Yes. Uzel, yes. Burden?
I'm sorry, yes.
Yes. Coleman?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
No.
No. Saba?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Excuse me. Gray?
Yes.
Yes. Lane Jord?
Yes.
Yes. Norman Pass?
Yes.
Yes. Stitt? Katia? You
yes.
Yes. Crumshow?
Yes.
Was that a yes?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Apollinar.
12.
Mr. Secretary, did you get Apollinar's vote?
No. What's your vote? Are you there?
Guess not.
I asked her. I called her name.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary.
Yeah. 12 to 5.
Excuse me. I believe it's 12 to 6.
It may be. I'm recounting.
6 is my count as well.
You're right. I always count these before I write them down in the minutes, so 12 to 6.
Thank you.
Thank you. 6, yeah. Madam Chair?
Yes, thank you, Ms. Secretary. Go ahead. What's the final vote count?
12-6.
12-6. The motion passes. Thank you. All right, folks. We must be past time on being in session, if I'm not mistaken, are we not?
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you. All right. So shall we move to closed session if there's no objection? And was it decided whether you all are discussing at what point in closed session I should be recusing myself? Was that settled?
You said we were going to settle it when we got to closed session.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay. So let's go to closed session. Thank you, everyone. Thank you to members of the public who have been listening to this open session meeting of the Pacific National Board. And see the rest of the closed session.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.